Our guest in the cafe this morning is the head of the Department of Physics and Astronomy at A&M Commerce, Dr. Kent Montgomery. Kent, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. So I came across an article about the fact that right now, the rest of the month of February, is a very good time for seeing the planet Mars. And maybe I guess Mars is generally the most visible planet anyway, right, Kent?
Well, it's not necessarily the most visible because Jupiter and Venus are significantly brighter than Mars.
Okay.
But Mars, when we get closer to it, which we are right now because of our orbits are lining up, it's pretty significant, a bright red object. And you can't miss it. If right after sunset, you'll see it. You can watch it most of the night for the next few months. So, yeah, it's in a great position to be looking at Mars right now.
For the next few months?
Well, it'll start to fade by the end of the spring, yes.
I see. But right now, apparently, it is particularly visible.
Yeah, it's good because as we get further into the spring, we get further away from Mars. We're passing it in our orbit. So it's better to look now. Yes, it'll get fainter as we go.
Yeah, so the article said it's pretty much the only bright planet visible right now. So it's kind of hard to mistake it.
Yeah, Jupiter and Saturn are moving over into the morning sky, and they're kind of behind the sun at this point right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, the article I said says you will find Mars high in the west after sunset all month long. Is that your understanding of it?
Well, south to southwest, yes.
South to southwest.
Yeah, uh-huh. It'll be about right at sunset. It'll be pretty much straight south, but then it'll phase to the west as the night goes on.
Uh-huh.
Maybe even early. It depends how early you get out. It may be a touch to the southeast. But, yeah, mostly south. Look straight south, and you'll see it.
Okay, and rather high in the sky then.
Yeah, yes, higher than usual.
Okay, not right close to the horizon.
Yeah, probably, 40 degrees up or so.
And this is pretty much from sunset until midnight, so that's prime viewing hours there, Kent.
Yeah, that's the best time to go out, or when most people want to go out and look at the sky, yes.
Does it help to have binoculars or something?
Yeah, it gives you a nice view of Mars. It'll, in a pair of binoculars or a small telescope, it'll show as a little red disc. With your eye, it's just a red dot, so mm-hmm. It does help a little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then later this month, there's a big mission that is going to Mars, obviously unmanned mission, but February 18th, the spaceship Perseverance will land on Mars, and I guess just conduct further investigation of what's up there and learning what we can learn from it.
Yes, actually, there's three different Mars missions that launched. Mm-hmm. They launched last summer because Mars and the Earth were in the right position for launch, but it takes them about 7 months to get there. So they're getting there right now. There'll be three of them within February that get there. This is the one you're talking about is the U.S. one.
Yeah, and there's I don't know if we talked about that last time on air, but is what are the other countries that are sending missions at the same time?
Yes, there are a couple of them. The Europeans are sending one, and I think the Chinese are thinking about sending one too.
I thought that there was one going there from China, so that's interesting too. We're talking with Dr. Kent Montgomery, and Kent is the head of physics and astronomy at A&M Commerce. Now, I came across another article last time we talked about the plans to go back to the moon with a manned mission within the next few years, and of course we've had the transition of administrations here in the past few weeks. But apparently that's still on, and there seems to be fairly strong support in both houses of Congress for it. So that seems to be on track going forward. They call it the Artemis project.
Yeah, and it's always a fear because every time you change administration, sometimes they change the focus, and it's hard for NASA to think 10 years out because that's how long they have to think
if the
administration keeps changing. But it sounds like, President Biden wants to keep continuing with the Artemis program, putting men back on the moon. And later on, the goal is to eventually go to Mars.
Mm-hmm. And they don't have quite the funding they want, though, for the human landing system ever. That seems kind of important. You don't want to scrimp on that.
Yeah, that's always a challenge because Congress wants to do these things, but they want to do it on on budget. Back in the 60s when they went to the moon, it was kind of like, you take as much money as you need, but that's not the way anymore.
Right. It's kind of booming times back then, too. One of the things they want to do, and this is in a different article that I saw, one of the things that so people say, well, why do you want to go back to the moon? One of the things they want to do is to install telescopes on the dark side of the moon. And they say that we can do a whole lot better job of searching out into space and seeing what's out there from the moon.
Yeah, there's definite advantages to the moon. The biggest advantage is there's no atmosphere.
Yeah.
And then for things like radio telescopes, the humans put out so much radio noise that it makes it tough to conduct radio experiments from the Earth. If you put it on the backside of the moon, it would always be shielded from the Earth. And so it's shielded from that bright light source and that bright radio source. So it makes it pretty much a perfect platform for putting telescopes.
Mm-hmm. That would be a fairly expensive proposition, wouldn't it?
Yeah, this is not going to be easy to do at all.
So that's not necessarily the first thing on the list, but it's definitely something that some of the folks in astronomy would like to see. Very quickly, what's going on at the planetarium?
Yeah, the planetarium is back open again Friday nights. They're doing a show called To Space and Back, and for every show on Friday night, you got to have reservations, so make sure you check the website and call ahead. So, because they're limiting the numbers, but yes, and the shows change regularly, so check the website and come back out to the planetarium.
Okay, very good. Kent, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line this morning.
You're welcome.
Dr. Kent Montgomery is head of physics and astronomy at A&M Commerce, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.